Getting down to business with our game day analyst and Super Bowl bear, Tom Thayer, sponsored by Harris Bank. We'll get Tom's thoughts on the Lions in a moment. But Tom, you got a trip to the White House to make along with some other 85 Bears teammates. What do you think? Are you excited, nervous? So how's the day going to go?
It's kind of like being a little kid going on a field trip. You know, it's not the Museum of Science and Industry, but it is the White House. So I think it's really exciting for all of us. And as much as excitement as they're going to see the White House, it's still getting all that this group of people together, because it's not only the team, it's a lot of the people from the front office and stuff that were with the Bears at that time that were an important part of the whole mixture.
All right, name some names. Who are some of the other guys going? How big of a contingent will this be?
I think there's a traveling party of almost 100 people, and I think which includes at least 30 players. And I know like Jay Hilgenberg and Keith Van Horn and Matt Sui and Jimbo Culver. I know McMahon's going to go. So there's a good group of guys that I think are looking forward to going today.
That's some good blockers in that bunch, huh? But what do you think of your former teammates who are not going and have made it public? Why?
Hey, it's up to them. You know, everybody makes their own decision at this time in life. If it would have happened immediately following the game and then that would have been their point of view, maybe things would have been differently. But, you know, so many or 26 years, 25 years removed after the Super Bowl, there's a lot of difference of opinions.
Yeah, it was the space shuttle tragedy that canceled your initial meeting. So you'll enjoy touring the White House today, maybe meet the president. But let's go from D.C. to Detroit Monday night. What's essential for Bears fans to know about this unbeaten Lions team?
They are very good. Everybody thinks that the Lions have just come on the scene. This has been the building process of five or six years, and their head coach has really been able to take control of not only talent, but some very good personnel decisions that surround this football team. So they didn't just burst on the scene. So, you have to understand that there is a reality and understanding that Detroit was getting good, and when they put it all together and stay healthy, they're going to be a very difficult team to contend with. So I think the Bears understand what they need to do to go in there and contend and beat the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, like trying to handle big wide receiver Calvin Johnson, the all-pro. How do you see Bears-Lions playing out?
I think it'll be the most physical game between the Bears and the Lions in the history of the franchises. So, I don't know. I always have to give the home team the advantage on Monday Night Football because they have such tremendous crowd support. But the Bears are going to have to earn this victory by taking the crowd out of the game.
Yeah, even though they've won six straight against the Lions, should be a tough physical game, you say. Appreciate it, Tom. We'll hear from you again on Monday. Have fun.
Hi, Josh.
On his way to the White House with a big group of 85 Bears and front office folks. You're home for Bears football right here, 4:30 pregame Monday, 7:30 kickoff on AM and FM.